Episode of 54. Heave ho. Well, I'm not a Viking nor am I a pirate, but I do understand the power of our breath and how it works together in unison with our mind and clarity when intervening during a crisis. So let's heave ho into this episode and get started. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We're sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Windcaller. Welcome to the show. Yo ho, heave ho, and all those great things that pirates and Vikings say, and probably lady pirates do too, because I'm feeling a little bit like a lady pirate when I say heave ho. And though it might seem like we're kind of talking about that topic, really what we're talking about this week on Leading Chaos Podcast is our breath and how to really use it. And this is part of an ongoing series where I have been reading out of my book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. And truthfully, we are on part 31. And for you regular subscribers, thank you very much for being a regular subscriber, I should say. You would know that this is an ongoing series. And so what we are doing is we're continuing on. I took a little bit of break. I went on vacation. I went to Alaska, of all places, had an amazing time. And while I was gone, there were some interviews. And now I'm back to content directly from the crisis intervention model that I teach and that I founded called Response Training Programs. So the topic this week is about our breath, and I am reading directly out of the book, Leading Chaos, again, and this is starting a new chapter, chapter in the book, at least, and I am on page 110, but the title of the chapter is titled, Don't Forget to Breathe. Now that, you know, when I look back at that, you know, now this book came out in 2010, I thought, you know, do I want to change that title? But the truth is, I do not want to change that title because people do forget to breathe. And that's what breathing is all about. It's a paradox. It almost like it makes sense, but it doesn't. So think about it like this. Our respiratory system is both voluntary and involuntary. And that means when we think about our breath, we can actually consciously slow it down or increase it, depending on what we want to do. But typically, there's no benefit out of increasing our respiratory system. We always want to slow our breathing down so that we can really think clearly and get ample oxygen to our brain. But we also know that it's involuntary. And that's a paradox. It's like one of those things, the respiratory system, it's a paradox because it's both voluntary and involuntary. If we forget to breathe, and a lot of people do when they're in crisis, they just hold their breath and just keep on talking, and then they're a little lightheaded and not thinking so clearly. What will happen there is they'll probably not make the best decisions during a critical moment. And secondly, the involuntary element, I suppose you might say, of our respiratory system will jump in and kind of make us breathe, whether we are aware of it or not. Most of the time, we aren't aware of our breath. We're just doing what we're doing, like me talking right now. My respiratory system, that involuntary part, is just moving right along. But if I do something like a keto, which I do teach a keto, or let's say I'm doing stretching, you know, touching my toes, or I'm leading a stretching exercise, I'll say to the class or to friends or whoever is standing around, I'll say, okay, let's all bend over. And as you do that, breathe out. And as you stand up, breathe in. And breathe normally. Now that's directing the breath and being very conscious and being voluntary, where we make a conscious choice. So in the beginning of this chapter on Don't Forget to Breathe, I like to talk about that, on how we have this little bit of a paradox that left to our own device or our own way of moving through the world, our respiratory system will kind of take over. And sometimes you would think the body makes a good decision, and more or less it does. I mean, we forget to breathe and it just starts breathing. Even when we're holding our breath, all of a sudden you'll hear a big, like, you know, someone expelling air after they've been holding their breath or inhaling after they've really expelled all their breath and they've depleted their oxygen, like the involuntary system takes over. So that paradox is just something to be aware of. And once you're aware that there is a choice and that you can intentionally manage your respiratory system to work to your benefit, man, that just opens up a whole universe. And in the book, I have a little bit of a quote from Gay Hendricks, who wrote in his book, Conscious Breathing, and that came out in 1995. But this singular little quote, it spoke to me. So let me read it from the book to you. And I'm on page, again, 111 now. Gay Hendricks wrote, "Belly muscles tighten. Our breath shifts up into the chest and our breathing speeds up. We are poised to run or fight back." And he also, though, noted the capacity to take charge of our breathing. He writes, "Human consciousness is powerful enough that we can notice when we are in a stressed breathing pattern and do something about it. We can consciously take deeper, slower breaths, and we can consciously shift our breathing from chest to belly." And I think that's a little bit what the heave-ho is about. And I know that from, things are falling in the background. I know this from teaching Aikido, that there's different exercises we do while we're warming up. And there's one called the rowing exercise, like that heave-ho. And what we're doing, we're standing and we're kind of rocking forward, and our arms are going out forward and pulling back as if we're standing and rowing a boat. And this is how it sounds. And this is me doing this in front of the classroom, but can imagine if there was a whole bunch of people behind me. It would sound like this. Heave ho, heave ho, heave ho, heave ho, heave ho. You could hear that. And as I go along, actually, I'm going to stand up while I'm doing this. So hang on here. I'm going to stand up. Yeah. I'm in my office right now. I got this little thing, and I'm going to go into the actual rowing exercise position for Aikido and just kind of do it with you. Hee-ho, 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 hee-ho. Oh, that sounds awful. I sound like a goat being strangled on string. Oh, I shouldn't eat that, Mr. Goat says. Let me try it again. Here we go. So what I'm doing, I'm rocking forward, my arms are going out, and I'd be going, heave-ho, 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 heave-ho. Or I could slow it down. Heave-ho, heave-ho, heave-ho. And after a while of doing this back and forth, I'm no longer actually, you can't really hear me saying heave-ho. I'm just like, heave-ho, heave-ho. And I wouldn't do that during an intervention, but it's the sound that we're really dipping into. It's a sound and getting into our belly and lowering our breath down. So we're really filling the full capacity of our lungs. And that's what intentional breathing is about. Really using our voluntary system to change the paradigm when we're involved in a conflict. And I know you've done it. I know you've done it probably many, many times. You know, we get injured and we kind of hold our breath. And somebody says, relax, relax. You're like, oh, okay, okay, and you kind of release a grip on your hand that you just pinched or cut or bruised. Or you're picking up something really heavy. You know, you invite all your friends over to move your furniture out of your apartment or your home. And you're lifting that big box and you kind of squat down with your knees, watching your back. And you say, okay, everybody, on the count of 1, 2, 3, we're going to lift. 1, 2, 3. Lift. So we're using our breath consciously there. Now, that's all the ways that we kind of use it in our daily life. But how is it that we use it during a crisis? Well, I'll tell you. Of course, that's why we're here, right? I use it all the time by that singular exhale. And that's what we'll be looking at as we continue through this chapter. We use that by going into that initial intervention, no matter what it is, if we're the target, if we're not the target, we walk into that situation, and the first thing we do is we exhale. And so after I exhale, I just have to naturally inhale. And that inhalation gets my respiratory system moving forward. And that is the beauty of it all, is really doing a conscious step to get our breath in sync to where our mind wants to go. Because typically, when we're doing an intervention, we'll go into that fight or flight pattern and want to get the heck out of there. Or we'll be holding our breath and really standing firmly in our ground and not wanting to engage, except my way is the right way. And that's stuck breathing. So we're time to unstick our breathing and move forward. And that's what I'm going to talk about next week. A little bit more exercises on how to unstick our breathing and change that little paradigm. But for this week, I'm going to give you a little bit of homework. One is I want to encourage you to listen to episode 2 of the podcast, which was aired last year in 2014. So go back through the chronicles and look up the number one technique that we do daily, and that's all about the exhale. So that'd be great if you could listen to that before next week's episode. And then I just would like to encourage you to practice going into any kind of situation, no matter what it is. I don't care if you're buying your groceries or you're going out to start your car or hop on your bike. Before you do anything, take a step to do a very measured breath and begin with the exhale. I feel what it's like when you do that inhale as I just did. I exhaled, then I inhaled, and see, just get in touch with what it's doing for your body and where it's bringing you. So I gave you a little bit of homework. Here's a list again, and it's going to get a little bit longer, but don't worry about it. I'm going to have it in the show notes at the Leading Chaos Podcast. Hang on as I move this microphone down here again. I was standing up talking to you. So here's a list. Check out the episode 2 of this podcast series, going way back to fall, and look at the number one crisis intervention technique that we all do daily. That'll be on the exhale. And then 2, just practice your breath. And then 3, I would like you to follow me on Twitter at Leading Chaos Podcast. If you're a Twitter person, you know, follow there and say, hey, I heard your show. I'd love that. That'd be a great way to make a little bit of contact and say, heave ho out to the world. All right, that's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, and let's just do a little bit of heave hoeing out of here. Heave ho, heave ho, heave ho. This is a Real Wind Caller signing off for now. Be kind. Be safe, and heave ho. Ciao for now.